5 technical officers from organizations across the country have passed out of the Institute of Technical Supervision, ITS, after undergoing intensive 4-month training. At a graduation ceremony in Accra, the Deputy Director in charge of training at the Ministry of Finance, Ben Butchery, called on management of institutions to consistently train their staff to ensure professionalism. He said this will bring more efficiency, especially within the civil service. A report by Cynthia Boateng.
Established in 1958, the Institute of Technical Supervision has trained lower and middle level civil servants to build their capacity to discharge their duties more effectively and efficiently. The 25 graduates were taken through courses such as conflict management, effective communication skills, ethical leadership, among others. A deputy director at the Finance Ministry, Ben Bochi, charged management of companies and institutions to provide their staff with technical education to make them more diligent on their jobs.
More often than not, staff are promoted without any training and are therefore left to use their discretion to discharge their functions, which results in certain anomalies we would like to appreciate. It is therefore behoves of management to arrange staff progression in such a way that the training tailored to see the position will be organized for staff to give them the knowledge and skills needed to hold the position. Systematic training and development of staff should be pursued vigorously to bring about professionalism in all facets of our work.
The principal of the institute, John Warbeck, noted the lack of finance, security and encroachment on public lands by private developers as some of the major challenges facing the institute. He called on government and other stakeholders to come to their aid. He also urged the graduates to be good ambassadors of the institute and discharge their duties with professionalism.
The only source of income for the institute day-to-day running is the fees collected from participants. So we are appealing for help. I also want to touch on encroachment. The parcel of land acquired by government for ITS has been greatly encroached upon by private developers, and this will hamper the future expansion of this institute. The security situation in the institute is not good. Because of the absence of a fence wall around the institute, questionable characters move freely within this institute, and this poses danger to both lives and properties.
Deserving graduates were awarded prizes for their hard work and cooperation. The graduates also donated 2 solar panels, mattresses, and other items to the institute.